This is your Paragon News update for September 30th, 2021. It's brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atham. Newly filed completion reports show Continental Resources brought in yet another large natural gas well right here in western Oklahoma. The gas well is in Custer County, where the Schwarzendruber well is located at a site north of Weatherford and south of Thomas. The well had production of over 29,000 MCF of natural gas from a depth of just over 24,000 feet in the Mississippian. The completion report showed a spud date in April of 2021, and drilling was finished in May with completion made June 25th of this year. It was the second Schwarzendruber well to have large production. In early September, Continental filed a completion report for the Schwarzendruber located near the same location, and its production was also just over 29,000 MCF of natural gas. The drilling depth was just under 25,000 feet, also in the Mississippian. It had a March 25th, 2021 spud date, and drilling was finished on May 14th of this year. Completion came July 8th, and the first production was recorded on July 12th. Western Technology Center Superintendent Kathy Corning is one of 16 administrators across the United States to earn the 2021-22 Project Lead the Way Outstanding Administrator of the Year Award. A press release stated that the award recognizes outstanding education leaders who have come up with innovative ways to engage not only students, but also parents and caregivers during this challenging time. PLTW is honoring Corning for her work with the PLTW Biomedical Sciences and Engineering Pathways. Corning is currently in her second year serving as the superintendent of WTC. She was hired onto the job in July of last year. With the recent announcement of Pfizer COVID vaccination booster shots now available to large population, Southwestern Oklahoma State University continues its Friday vaccination clinics on their Weatherford campus. Dr. Randy Curry, the coordinator of the Swazoo College of Pharmacy Rural Health Center, said the clinics are free and open to everyone. Clinics are scheduled every Friday through the end of October, except for October 15th, which is fall break at Swazoo, and will run from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Pioneer Sailor Event Center each Friday. Appointments are preferred and can be made by calling 580-774-3025. Walk-ins are accepted at the clinics. The FDA authorized and the CDC has approved the use of the Pfizer vaccine to be administered as boosters at least 6 months after completion of the primary vaccine series from Pfizer. The CDC recommends the following should receive a booster shot. That would be individuals 65 years of age and older and residents of long-term care facilities. Individuals 50 to 64 years of age with underlying medical conditions. Additionally, the CDC recommends the following may receive a booster shot, that being individuals 18 to 49 years old with underlying medical conditions and upon consideration of individual benefits and risk. Individuals 18 to 64 years of age who are at increased risk of COVID-19 exposure and transmission because of occupational or institutional settings. At this time, Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are not eligible for booster administration, except individuals who receive their first and second doses of Moderna can receive a third dose only if they have a severely compromised immune system. In addition, Swazoo continues to offer the first two doses of all three vaccines for Pfizer, Moderna, and the J&J shot. In state news, test numbers are in and they are not good. Oklahoma News Network's Beth Myers explains.
The State Education Department today released the results of student testing this past spring, and the numbers are not good. State School Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister say they show that Oklahoma students paid an alarming price for the multitude of disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Math proficiency scores dropped from 32% in 2019 to 22% in 2021. Scores in English language arts dropped from 33 to about 25%, and science scores fell from about 34% to about 30% proficiency. I'm Beth Myers.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $75.12. That's up 29 cents. Brent crude at $78.40, up 31 cents. Natural gas at $6.10. That's up 51 cents. Recapping our top story, natural gas wells hitting it big in Custer County. Once again, your Paragon News update for September 30th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atham.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.